This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. New California State is rising. Lots of excitement coming for the Constitutional Convention that we have coming up here shortly. And we're really, really excited about all the things happening there. So make sure you check our website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, for all the information about that. We got a whole big release coming out today about what's going to be happening there and who's participating and that sort of thing. So anyway, welcome aboard. Okay. What in the world is going on in our little world, which is a worldwide world, of course, here on Agenda 21 Radio? We have, for you, I think it's the most outstanding, I think it's the most outstanding show on the radio. That's just me. We're broadcast by way of Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster, 36 hours of contiguous. I like that word, sort of like a county word. Anyway. Continuous talk radio, we have two channels that we broadcast on, 36 hours per day of talk radio, conservative talk radio that you've never heard before. Many, many thanks to all of our radio hosts. And, of course, the crew out there in Washington, D.C. Our studios are in Washington, D.C., and we emanate from Washington, D.C. However, I am on the left coast. Yeah, I'm on the left coast. Boy, I'll tell you, it's getting less left coastish with New California. There's going to be a left coast. A smidgen of the left coast left. And it's going to be a wonderful thing. Anyway, so we got New California coming up and all the things that goes along with it. But first, Bill Barr. There's no doubt that yesterday's show, Bill Barr just brought the house down. and left everybody cold. And I guess it just sort of really made everybody realize, you know, this Bill Barr guy, he's a tough one. He is an absolute tough one when it comes to, talking about the Mueller report. This is something that these Democrats have not seen before. It's kind of interesting. They say, well, he's just nothing more than a lackey for the president. They say, and, you know, they ought to know a lackey when they see them, I guess, in their own minds, because, you know, think about all the fun they had in 8 years, all the fun that they had in 8 years with Barack Hussein Obama and Eric Holder, right? And guess what? All of his, Loretta Lynch. You talk about lackeys. Look what they did. And then the lackiness even continued, right? It even continued where? It continued right after the election. Sure, remember, we just saw the Mueller report is really, in my opinion, it's the prima facie evidence that you need to realize we just had a coup d'etat. A lot of people don't recognize this. You know, I've been on conversations with people all around the nation in the last few days, and this has sort of been brought up many times. I kind of make it like my mantra. Do you guys all realize that we just had a coup d'etat in this nation? Hello? Do you guys realize that? It just blows by people. Are we that big and that secure in our own who we are as Americans to not take that seriously? And I mean that. This is a serious thing that just happened to our country. There was an attempted coup d'etat, first on a not even a sitting president, a newly elected president. Of course, they were doing everything they could to destroy his candidacy as he was running for president against Hillary Rodham Clinton, yet nothing was happening to her, right? But everything was happening to Donald Trump. And so they made up, based on the DNC, they made up a case against the president as some sort of Russian spy. That's where they were going with this. And his whole candidacy was being supported by Russia. His whole candidacy was being funded. I mean, they just were going crazy with this thing, and nothing even remotely close to the truth. And who was it done by? People within the Justice Department, the FBI, who hated, absolutely hated Donald Trump. You know, to this day, Page and Strzok, right? Remember Lisa Page, paramour to Strzok? Yeah, those guys, the lovers who hated Trump, they were in charge of the whole Russiagate investigation, and they hated him. Early on, we got these text messages from the two. And of course, you know what's really interesting? We have put out stories about these two, Page and Strzok, and it's still to this day on Agenda 21 Radio. It's the number two and number three stories that we've got, several stories, but if you go to look at our system that we've got for what are the top stories, number one is Oroville Dam. Number two, and this is on all time, basically, number two and three are articles about Strzok and Page. I was going, wow, man. Sometimes, and anytime we come up with these kind of things, all of a sudden, shazam, there it is. It's absolutely amazing. Amazing to take a look at this. So anyway, this is my point. The people are interested, but is it the love angle? What's the deal with that? No, it's not that at all. People, I think, truly do get it at some core base, but they don't understand what it is to have a coup d'etat. And of course, we wouldn't recognize that. We came close with Kennedy. That was a lot of people say that absolutely was a coup d'etat, and it did change over the leadership from Kennedy to Johnson, who didn't really admire one another, whether or not it was something worth to be killed for. No, there's other things probably, and I'm going to put out that word probably, because we can't get into any conspiracy theories about John Kennedy's death. Oh, no, we can't do that. Oh, no. Listen, I can remember, speaking of conspiracy theories, I can remember all those conspiracy theories as a kid growing up when there was that assassination. I remember it vividly, absolutely vividly. There's always these things. Where were you when Kennedy was killed? Where were you when the Twin Trade Towers went down. Where, you know, those sort of those historical events. And we have to ask this about Donald Trump. Where were you when the coup d'etat was happening? Well, the last 2.5 years has got to be a big burn in the memory chip, because it's like you can remember every single day. Some people want to remember, oh, it's the love affair in the middle of this whole thing. Well, yeah, that really was. Maybe it was the love affair, but it was also that information. I mean, can you get a better combination to have these two lovers swapping everything out with each other? And at the same time, what are they doing? They're trying to take down the president of the United States. It's a very alluring story. I get that. Maybe that's why it's been. But ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget the meaning of all this stuff and the significance of all this stuff. Let's not forget this is a sitting president of the United States. Now, listen, we all wanted to get rid of Obama. How can we do this? What can we do? And, you know, the thinking on our side was not assassinations, not coup d'etats, but, you know, what's the legal way to do it? It's an impeachment process. And, yeah, there was a lot of stuff being bannered about with that. But people remembered what happened the last time we impeached a president. And that was, of course, with Clinton. And there were actual charges there. But no one decided to do that with Obama. No. Like the election system worked. And, oh, by the way, the system was so rigged, it's amazing that Trump beat the odds, isn't it? But beat him he did, and we're glad that he did. But no coup d'etat for you.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
focused on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And here we are on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Let's see. Chateau, inside iconic Hollywood hotel full of celeb tales. I want to stay on target. We have a whole bunch of things that we're going to be talking about here today. Like I said, the new thing out there at the Oroville Dam is they are denying the press access to the dam. That's not the first time, by the way. We've heard this before, and we heard a whole uptick of this going on. When people were, they put out a request, you want to come, just sign up for press passes. And then my fellow colleagues were telling me, well, we signed up for them, never heard back. And then they, you know, never heard back when they never heard back. So anyway, Attorney General cancels House meeting. That's the big thing right now. Tick, 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 tick. I'm looking at my watch, and the second hand is going around, and so is the minute and hour hand. And by the way, again, we must inform you that when you all woke up today, Donald Trump was still your president, right? So now you've got an issue. Tomorrow, when you wake up, he's still going to be your president. And, you know, last week, when you all woke up, he was president. And last year, when you woke up, he was still president. And by the way, the coup d'etat is over, they say. Well, now it's now coming down to celebrity prosecutors. That's really what it's coming down to. Bill Barr has taken upon himself to say, no meeting for you, to the House, to Jerry Nadler. Imagine that shocking Jerry Nadler being bee-slapped around, right? This is from Politico. Barr won't testify before House panel today. The Attorney General is boycotting the hearing amid a fight with Democrats over the ground rules of his testimony. Now, this is the thing. Is it... first of all, this guy is the Attorney General, and he knows how to be the Attorney General because he was the Attorney General before under George Bush. So he gets it. You know, he understands. He knows how to run the shop. He doesn't need the job. He's taken it. He's sort of come out of retirement because, you know, the president asked him to take it, and he did, and he got approval. Of course, it's the president's kind of Senate, if you know what I mean. So the Senate approval just was right there. So he gets up one morning and says, yep, I'll do it. And he's done it. And thank goodness he's done it. Boy, did he signal to everybody what kind of an attorney general he was going to be when Trump was signing the veto for the emergency declaration. Remember, we had the 12 traitorous, treasonous senators that went along with the Democrats to override the resolution to override the president's emergency order, remember? And, of course, the president vetoed it. And Bill Barr, in the signing meeting, said, you have every right to do this. You had every right to issue the order. You have every right to, and justification legally. So he's throwing the entire legal system upside down because now all of a sudden he put everybody on notice when he came out and gave that justification right there on the radio and TV for everybody to hear and see. And all of a sudden, the left has gone apoplectic because they realize, oh, my God, we ought to go to Hawaii. No, that's Orono territory. We can't go there. Sure, go there and whine. That's where Obama's from, right? Sure he is. Yeah, he was born there, right. And we have some swampland in Indonesia to sell you. Anyway, so the Justice Department came out in this whole Barr thing yesterday and said, well, he's not going to go there. He's not going to be there. You can subpoena. You can do whatever. He's not shown up. So it says the Justice Department issued a double-barreled rebuff. This is from Politico. To Democrats on Wednesday, informing the House Judiciary Committee that Attorney General William Barr would not show up for his scheduled testimony before the panel and that the department would not comply with a subpoena for special counsel Robert Mueller's full report. They don't have to. No, not really, because you don't need it. Anyway, that's another little statement. We're going to get into that little comment. So the administration has the nerve to dictate our procedures. It's simply part of the administration's complete stonewalling of Congress, period. Complete stonewalling. The complete stonewalling of Congress, period. Chairman Jerry Nadler, a Democrat from New York, says the Thursday hearing, which is set to examine Barr's handling of Mueller's report, would have included an extra hour to allow committee members to question the Attorney General. Ooh, committee members. Okay, but this is it. Says the Justice Department had argued it would be inappropriate for staffers to question a cabinet member, and as a result, Barr backed down. Given his lack of candor in describing the work of the special counsel, our members were right to insist that staff counsel be permitted to question the Attorney General, Nadler told reporters, referring to Barr's Senate Judiciary Committee testimony yesterday. I understand why he wants to avoid that kind of scrutiny, Nadler says. He's terrified of having to face a skilled attorney. Barr is terrified. Does he look terrified to you? Do you think he's going to be terrified by any attorney on the planet? Let's see. I'd say no to that one. As he had to undergo, this is me talking now. This is my little. I was fascinated by the whole thing. I thought it was, and we played quite a bit of it yesterday. You couldn't put it down. It was one of those moments when you need a lot of water and you drank it, and it's like, wow, I'm going to go back for more. It says Justice Department spokesman Carrie Kupak countered that Nadler had established unprecedented and unnecessary conditions for the hearing, adding Congress and the executive branch are co-equal branches of government and each have a constitutional obligation to respect and accommodate one another's legitimate interest. Hey, take that, Nadler. Take that. In a separate letter, Assistant Attorney General Stephen Boyd told Nadler that his subpoena for the full unredacted Mueller report plus the underlying evidence and grand jury information was not legitimate oversight. Now, it's kind of interesting because here you have the situation with Adam Schiff. Where is Adam Schiff? Shocking. We haven't heard. And, oh, I know, Eric Swalwell. Eric Swalwell. Something about Swalwell got kind of screwed up with him. I got to go back to that story. That's one of the things I've been talking about. Anyway, so where are those guys? We call them the Buckaroos. Where are those Buckaroos? No rump raider for you. The department has long resisted congressional attempts to rummage through the files, Boyd wrote, adding that Nadler issued the subpoena knowing that the department could not lawfully provide the unredacted report and the committee lacks any legislative purpose for seeking the complete legislative files and that processing your request would impose a significant burden on the department. Says the moves by Justice Department are sure to intensify the ongoing war between Trump administration Capitol Hill over House Democrats' variations or various investigations and oversight demands. Well, see, this is the point I was trying to make about when you had the Obama era. Payback is the B word, because Barr. Seems Barr's just being Barr to me. And it clearly, it's coming out like support for the president. Shocking. Maybe because the president's doing the right thing. And maybe the president has already given him every information and showed all the cooperation in the world. It's just that the truth isn't going their way. Don't you hate it when that happens? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life.
That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Eric the Woke. Okay. Ah, well, I see here now. Swalwell's latest guffaw causes mini constitutional crisis. Shocking. Does someone not know the Constitution? Now, I don't profess to know the Constitution all that well, but I can get by, right? But if you're in office, now really, and I really believe this, if you're in office, you must know the Constitution. It's a must. I don't know why it's not a must, but it's a must. Because you'll get musty. You won't get rusty. You'll get musty if, in fact, that takes the place. So, Gowdy, President Eric Swalwell, that ought to scare. Okay, this is a comment. Now, I'm switching to guns here. Too close for missiles. I'm switching to Fox News. So this is what it says here. Eric the Woke. Swalwell's latest. Where'd it go? Oh, here we go. Swalwell's latest guffaw causes mini constitutional crisis. Cory Booker, Eric Swalwell, pledged to pick women for running mates. Gowdy. This is Trey Gowdy's quote. President Eric Swalwell. That ought to scare the living hell out of you. All right. What did he do? What did Eric Swalwell... another man who suffers from OTS, Eric Swalwell, roasted, and probably, I think he's a rump ranger, part of the Ed Buck group, the Buckaroos, we call them. Okay, so Eric Swalwell roasted after flunking basics of Constitution, getting outraged. Women not mentioned in founding document. Oh, God, what did he do? Says Attorney General, okay, a Democratic presidential candidate, Eric Swalwell, has been roasted after stumbling or rumbling or rumping over his knowledge of the Constitution in a bid to score political points. I love it when a plan comes together, don't you? Swalwell, a California lawmaker, saying, I suspect the problem right there, California lawmaker. Now, that is an oxymoron now, isn't it? A California lawmaker? A California lawless maker. I like that one, don't you? He's a California, Swalwell, a California lawless maker, who launched his bid to become the president last month, has been struggling. I'm struggling. No, call out the Rump Rangers to get a footing in the crowded Democratic primary, with 19 other Democrats overshadowing him in both the money raised and policy ideas. Uh-huh. Adios, amigo. But the congressman remains unabated and has repeatedly courted progressives as his supporters, promising to select a woman as his running mate because he's a white man. Who knows where I can't speak to someone else's experiences? Okay. Well, you know, there's always, you know, the knife, you know. You could have a little empathy and try and change those chromosomes around. Oh, just express yourself as you really are. One way or the other, Eric, you could do that. I mean, everything's, you can join Chelsea Manning and that crowd. On Tuesday, what is wrong with me today? I'm so sarcastic. I'm just dripping with it. On Tuesday, Swalwell ramped up the effort, issuing a tweet reading, "Do you know how many times the word woman is mentioned in the Constitution? Zero." All right. Zero. That is unacceptable. Women must be equally represented and equally protected. Hashtag ERA now. I guess that's ERA now, whatever that is. Hashtag. Well, that's his. I don't even. ERA. All right. This is unacceptable. Women must be represented equally. And he added, advocating the Equal Rights Amendment. Ah, ERA now. Okay. I get it now. Swalwell's tweet shortly caused a backlash, after many pointed that the word man also doesn't appear in the Constitution. Oh, it's kind of like the word democracy or Democrat doesn't appear in the Constitution, does it? Don't you hate, you know, a little point of fact. There's, you know, far be it from us to point out facts to Mr. Swalwell, because he's got all the facts, right? This is where, when people pontificate about the Constitution, they don't know about the Constitution, they run into some stumbling blocks. First it's the mind, then it's the lips, right? I think he's an attorney. You know what they say about attorneys. And I like attorneys, but you know, they're nice people. It says, zero. There's dumb, and then there's can't read or use control plus F before tweeting dumb. Oh, no. That was the man also doesn't appear. Now, that was written by, Sean Davis. Do you know how many times it was mentioned in the Constitution, Sean Davis? ? Zero. Who is Sean Davis? At Sean, okay, zero. Then his comment on his tweet is, I got to retweet this. This is now retweeted. Why? Because I can. So I want it on my thread. It says, there's dumb, and then there's you can't read. Do you? Okay, so being tweeting dumb. Unacceptable. So Swalwell really blunders on that one. But again, I want to go back to everybody and tell you that there's the word Democrat is not used at all in the Constitution, or democracy, or democratic, or any of those words. The D word is not mentioned. Only republic and republican form of government are mentioned. shocking, and have been sitting there. By the way, those words on paper since the Constitution or the Declaration. So you use your pick, 1776 through 1790, when the Constitutions and everything were being written with the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. I hate it when this happens, don't you? I absolutely hate it when this happens. And, of course, it's happening right here, right now. Mr. Swalwell refusing to... Oh, I'm sorry. That is part of Mr. Swalwell's. It gets exhausting to be constantly told by men what an oppressed victim I am, seconded writer Kelsey Bolar, Heritage Foundation's Amy Swearer. Meanwhile, pointed out that the words words people, persons, and citizens are used dozens of times, and the last time I checked, women are all three of those things. I hate it when this happens. See, there you go. Citizens, persons, people, and citizens. I want to start at citizens here. I think that's kind of an important word that's being, of course, pushed aside, right? The most abused words from the Constitution or people using wrong words, such as Democrat, democracy, because it's not even remotely related to the Constitution. You have to understand, the word Democrat means dictatorship. That's really what it means. If you live in a pure democracy, you live in a dictatorship. Check out California. This is a democracy out here in California. It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a republic. But I know there's gender confusion too, right? And Mr. Swalwell, maybe, I know he's got gender confusion. But the word citizen is totally, totally, totally demeaned, isn't it? It's a demeaned word. It's one of the most important words in the Constitution, where it's used dozens of times. All you people out there, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all
all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, so now we've got, you know, as these things always kind of go, right? We have a situation that's out of control now with Eric Swalwell. We know he swallows, but he's a Swalwell. So this is what happens. This it always goes this way. We're in the story, right? We're in the story, and they have these little teaser lines that pop up in the print. And this is what we see. I cannot. I didn't know this. But we cannot make this up. We cannot make this stuff up. I'm serious. Okay, I'm going to go back to the original story. Here we go. All right, here we go. It says, Eric Swalwell roasted after flung. Oh, we got that. Okay, we got that. We know that he doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to the women. Women, you know, in we the women. No, so I think it says we the people are. Anyways, but part of the story is really interesting, the way that people just drubbed them. And about this, the comment about the people, about the women. There's no, the women are mentioned zero times in the Constitution. Of course, then men aren't mentioned either. And people come out and say, well, you know, Mr. Swalwell, you know, the problem is, you know, you don't know what you're taught. You're gender confused, obviously. Now, the Heritage Foundation, Amy Swear, meanwhile, pointed out, and this is in the article, it says, the words people, person, and citizens are used dozens of times, and the last time I checked, women are all three of those things. Shocking. Now, see, she's not gender confused at all. You see how he's gender confused, Mr. Swalwell. Eric the Swallow, Swalwell. She added, it's patronizing, and worse, dehumanizing to suggest that we're not equally people or citizens. Yikes. Eric, you're stepping in it, man. You're just, you know, it's like when you go and you're walking along and all of a sudden, squish, you know, and you're just, you're walking along the streets of San Francisco and it feels a little squishy under your feet. And it is because you're and if you're walking down one of those hills, man, you could be slip sliding away. Right? So, there's the world of Eric Swalwell. Well, is it you're all over the place and you're in deep doo-doo. Now, when you slip and you fall, not only were you walking on it, but you're laying in it. And that's exactly what happens to Mr. Swalwell, right? Eric. We call him Eric here. So she just slaps the guy around, you know? He's one of these kind of guys, you slap him around, he gets back up to get slapped around again. He doesn't know any different, and he won't shut up. He'd never make it on the streets, if you know what I mean. Okay, now, then we go down to this in the article. This is an embed. Now, I'm totally off script here. This is not part of my agenda. It's not part, I'm sorry. So, you know, I apologize in advance for Mr. Swalwell, but this is a story that totally got by me on a Second Amendment issue. Is going right up on Agenda 21 Radio. I can guarantee it. It's an old article. It says, California Dem says, U.S. would win, quote, short war against gun rights advocates. The government has nukes. So, you know, obviously I saw that and I bit. I bit on this one. So during the break, I was reading this one going, what in the world? And this goes back to the days, this article goes back to the days of the issues with the border. And there was this is the audio from that right now.
As some members of the caravan arrive in Tijuana, others are still quite far away. While back in Washington, there are talks of a new White House plan underway to get to secure the border during the lame duck Congress. The president will meet at the White House tomorrow with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and others to put together their plan for a budget. You know, they have to come up with something by December 7th.
This is the whole thing at the beginning, you know, when we had the border wall thing going on and all that. And Mattis was dispatched back then to the border to say, yeah, it's okay to bring troops in, right? Okay. But this is what, this is the article. U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell on Friday, I don't know what Friday that is, but it's Friday in December, said the U.S. government would use its nuclear weapons in a hypothetical war against Second Amendment supporters refusing to give up their firearms. Well, you know, if you're going to take our guns, you got to have the discussion open up, right? Why not open it up with a nuclear weapon being dropped as a bomb on all of us, right? The California Democrat, the California Democrat who is openly considering a run for the Democrats Party presidential nomination. Oh boy, wouldn't he be a great one? Made the outlandish remark on social media after a gun rights advocate pointed out that the lawmaker once called for gun owners to surrender their assault weapons. This is, quote, so basically, at Representative Swalwell wants a war because that's what you would get. You're out of your effing mind if you think I'll give up my rights and give the government all the power, Joe Biggs tweeted at Swalwell. This prompted Swalwell to defend himself, saying it would be a short war because the government has nukes, implying that the government would use its nuclear arsenal against its own citizens. See, just, again, we stepped in it. Now, whoop, we've slipped in it, and we're laying in it. Step in it, slip in it, lay in it. I just made that up. Implying the government. Okay, anyway. So, the comment drew an immediate backlash with thousands of people criticizing the lawmaker for the ill-thought-out remark. Here is an actual member of the U.S. Congress talking about using nuclear weapons against Americans, David Fredoso wrote. Personally, I have a bigger problem with an elected official blithely talking about nuking his fellow Americans than my neighbor owning an AR-15, Cam Edwards, tweeted. Swalwell, a member of both the House Judiciary Committee and the House Intelligence Committee, tried to defuse the situation, saying the need for a firearm to protect against the government is ludicrous, and suggested that if an assault weapon ban would happen, people would just follow the law. All right. He later clarified that he was merely being facetious. Okay, and his suggestion about the use of nuclear weapons. I sarcastically pointed out U.S. isn't losing to his assault weapon. Oh, gosh, this guy's ridiculous. Hey, we'll be back.
2-1-1-0.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets.
Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We're sort of in the midst of getting this whole thing straightened out so you can read it on the website. I think they're putting up this whole thing with the Swalwell article. It's all I can say is I'm speechless, aren't you? You just have to be speechless when it comes to things like Eric Swalwell and his issues with guns. I'm sorry, I'm being a little bit, well, I guess you would say I'm being a jerk, but that's okay because it's my radio show. All right, so anyway, we got through that. We've got you through the breakthrough on Swalwell. We're not going to go back to this clown unless there's something more outrageous that he does. But, you know, again, a little review for Eric. Eric is supposed to be a California lawless maker, right? Okay, and he's a Democrat. Now, and again, he doesn't understand the Constitution about man in, you know, did he read the Constitution? That's the question. Man in the Constitution. I think it's not necessarily the case that we're seeing there. Okay, so we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. I want you to go to the website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We got tons of things coming your way. We've got a fresh pot. It's brewing right now. I can hear it in the other room. And also the smell is wafting through the studio. And when that happens, that is problematic, as you know. Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. It is absolutely delicious. We got a lot of things happening, though. This month, of course, we got town hall, and we've got, big events starting tonight. We got the Senate, California State Senate. New California State Senate is convening on a telephone conference call. We're going to be talking about all the crazy things going on with our Senate and all the things that have to happen at convention. We've got a packed audience. A packed group of people, and it's going to be a wonderful experience. We're 4th Constitutional Convention, Fresno, California. Go to the website, get your tickets if you're in that area, and it's going to be a very, very exciting experience for everybody. The only constitutional convention in town for statehood, by the way, in the United States, happening right now. The only one. Yeah, you know, you can talk about a con, but when you actually have a con, that's what we really do, is actually have one. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're coming up against the clock here. Remember to stay with us through the break. Phone lines, we're going to open them up, and we're going to open them up right from the get-go. So if you want to call in, it's 215-867-8255, area code 215-867-8255. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. Trying times, yes, we'll get through them, though. That's why we're exceptional Americans. Stay strong, America.
We're
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.